the problem. See Narayan Rehabilitation, then we can get your life back in balance.
Talk to your doctor and take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we just had the conclusion of the basketball game. The USA has punched their ticket to move on to the district championship. And Mary Lee, looking at this game coming up, let me tell you this. USA is 13-9, Harbor Beach is 16-5, and they are the defending Class C district champions of this area.
Doesn't mean a thing.
Nothing. Other than the fact, this is what we're looking at. Last year was the first district title championship for Harbor Beach since 1999, correct?
And they've been prior to that, they've been in 30 years.
Yeah, they have been in some district championship games, but they actually won them. It was the first time they won them. Now we look over at the other side, and in comes, in 1996, in comes Mark Gainforth. Since that time period, 97, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, district champions. Now, to mention here, let's go and look this real quick, but in 9, they went to the regional finals and lost to Flint Beecher. In 08, they went to the first round of the regionals and lost to Flint Beecher. So that tells you they learned something there. They learned how to beat them and managed to get to the second round. 2007, they lost in the regional final to Saginaw Novell. 2006, they lost the regional final to Buena Vista. 2005 was when they made their mark.
And these kids were how old then?
Let's see, this is 10, so that's 5 years ago. So they were in the system. They would have been in the junior high system.
Okay.
So they've been under the influence of Coach Gainforth and his staff for a while. But in 2005, they went on to the regional, the quarterfinals, and then they lost in the state finals to Olivet 55-74. But in route, they beat Harbor Beach, Ubley, Brown City, Harper Woods, Detroit Community, and then the Gani. And then in 2000, they took a break. 2003, they lost in the quarterfinals to Detroit the Four, but they did beat Royal Oak Shrine in the regional championships. But all those district titles are there. So when the folks talk about how USA is already always prepared for the postseason, there isn't a coach in this area that can compare to those standards, men or women, to have that consistency. Last year was the first time, end of the five-year streak that Gainforth had and the USA Patriots had of winning the district titles. And they had 8 titles prior to 2001.
Right.
So
pretty good average. We're looking at almost 1 a year.
Overall?
Of a 15-year coaching career. Well, 14. We haven't got to this one yet, but what did we say? It was 9?
Yes.
So it's every other.
You know, and not to say that Ron Rubel, by all means, is not a coach. When you go back and look in the record books, there were several games that Harbor Beach was in the district finals. They just couldn't pull off the win, and it was always appeared to be a heartbreak loss. 1 or 2 points, it was never a blowout. The Harbor Beach was always in there. They were finally able to just get the reins on it and get it last year in that dream team, dream season that they had. So my advantage here will go, the edge is the game force. But I don't really want to say Ron Rubel is not as crafty or as smart, but experience goes to game force on that side. So advantage there. I got to give the home court advantage, though, to Harbor Beach. These two teams met twice. They split. They played here, opened up here against the Unionville Patriots, the first game of the season. They lost. USA lost to Harbor Beach here 50-46. Back in December. They then went up to meet in mid-January, and USA literally handed Harbor Beach everything. And they did anything they wanted. They had an inside game. It was the game of the week. Derek Diesner, new to the WLAW staff, was just thoroughly impressed with USA and how they played, and all right, he should be, but I tried to explain to him that that is usually what you see from Harbor Beach. But Harbor Beach could not stop the transition game. They couldn't stop the inside game. They couldn't break the press. They couldn't handle the ball. I had never seen a Harbor Beach team play like that. I don't think I'm going to see that on Friday night at all.
No.
Not after what I've seen here in the last couple games. I don't see a mental meltdown or a fundamental breakdown on the Harbor Beach Pirates.
There are so many variables, you know, and we can look at historically, you know, the run that USA has had has been phenomenal. They've also had some incredible athletes there during that time period because it shows in football also across the board. Now you have a different group of kids. I think athletically, you know, when you look at the two schools, both have very good athletes. I think, you know, when you look at Harbor Beach, we don't have the big that USA has in Harbor Beach. That's going to be a factor. I think USA is really going to have to establish that inside game with their big guy, Jay Collins, if they can do that, because Harbor Beach, it's tough to match up with him unless they deny him that ball in the post.
Yeah, you're correct on that.
They need to get boards. USA has got to get boards, and they really have to deny Harbor Beach the paint. They cannot allow that dribble drive into the paint because all kinds of bad things happen when you allow that.
Right, and we didn't see a lot of that tonight by Lakers. Lakers didn't take advantage of that.
Nope.
I really think the edge, though, is going to go in the guard play, is going to go to, and I'm nothing against Gurkovic and Sorensen and Kraft for Harbor Beach, but I think USA's got the edge on the guard play. They're much deeper. We saw tonight here almost complete line changes of guards coming in there between Botello, Comer, Fletcher, McBrayer, and Rick coming in and out of this game, and at any time they get in and there's not a change in the offensive flow at all. They run just no matter who's out there. They all work well together. It's a really well-oiled machine when it comes to the guards. And it was pretty much the same thing when you look at Holland and Gangler. Either one of them could be in there. And we saw two different sets come out of USA. We saw a three-guard, two-post. We saw four guards and one-post play. One time we saw five guards out there for a little bit, I believe. So they can throw a lot of different things at you. And, of course, we didn't see a lot of things from USA tonight that we're going to see. They came out on Monday night against Bad Axe, and they were set. And they set the standard very high and said, this is what we're going to come out and do. And they went out and put that game away right away. They tried to here, but they couldn't get into their tempo offense. And I don't foresee that happening against Harbor Beach. I think that's going to be a team that both of them are going to want to run a tempo game and push it and push it and push it. Although Ron Rubel is very crafty. He may want to just slow that game right down and take control and be picky, because we did see Harbor Beach here at Ugly when they had to slow it down when they wanted to and be very picky on the shots that they wanted to. So
yeah, right from the beginning. I mean, you know, they came out of the gates, but they also made 10, 12 passes before they chose the shot that they were going to shoot. And that takes a lot of discipline.
Before they even took their opening shot, they went for a minute, 30 seconds almost, passing the ball around.
Right.
It was the 6:04 mark, 6:05 mark before Ugly got their hands on the ball the first time to even take a shot. So you can look for Harbor Beach to maybe change their game plan a little bit and try to come out and control the tempo of the game and not get in their fast-paced game, which they're very capable of. So I think it's going to be a great matchup.
It'll be a great matchup.
It's going to be curious to see what the Brains do to make these changes, and Ron Rubel and Mark Gainsforth, both of them are very great coaches. It should be a nice crowd here on hand. Both have good followings from their fans. If you can't make it over here, of course, we're going to have the game on Cruise 102.1. Again, we'd like to thank the sponsors for tonight's game, which were Thumb National Bank, Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, Moore Shoreline, Chevy Buick, M25, and Seawing, Thumb Sayo, the Talk of the Thumb, USA Schools, North Star Banks, Niran Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler Propane, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, Harjo's, Pigeon IGA, and Tri-County Realty. The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. And we appreciate those guys, and without those sponsors, we wouldn't be able to bring you these broadcasts. Mary Lee, any final thoughts leading up to Friday night's game?
March Madness, you got to love it. I think the crowd is going to be awesome here. I think you'll see a lot of black and orange and red, white, and blue. Should be a lot.